Buzzcast, Buzzcast. Buzzcast, Buzzcast.
All right, this is Michael Lehman. I'm here at Mix 06 again in the sandbox area, and I'm talking to Andrew Widette, who's part of Resonate, who just was demonstrating here this really cool NASCAR application. Looks like it was built with WPF.
It was indeed. In fact, it was built with pretty well all of the WinFX technologies, in that it uses WPF for the user interface. In fact, it exclusively uses completely 3D technology for all of its presentation layer, so it's a true immersive 3D application using WPF. It uses WCF for its communications through to the backend server to actually serve up its data. It uses Workflow Foundation for pricing strategies and other areas that there is significant different paths and flows. And then it uses SQL 2005 as its database. It's actually got about 60 tables in total, and it's pretty well the full application, fully multi-threaded, so it doesn't stagger or stutter or anything while it's actually getting the data. So it's been a real fun project to put together.
Yeah, I was impressed. You were showing how you had turned off your WCF, you know, back-end communication. The application kept going, and when you turned it back on, it automatically started updating live in the background. So did you run into a lot of challenges trying to make all these, you know, foundational pieces work together multi-threaded?
Had a lot of help from Microsoft in terms of their dev team. In fact, they were kind of surprised that I was trying to do some of these things, because I don't think anyone's really played around with multi-threaded data binding, although it's something that you need to be concerned about in the real world, because things don't necessarily always react the way you want them to react.
Well, that's certainly the case, and I've certainly seen that a number of times as technologies keep going around and around and around. It takes a real customer to actually try to do a real thing to get you to say, oh, I never thought about that. So what's the current status of your application? Is it an application or a website or both, or who's going to get this? I heard you talking about using Media Center to retrieve some of this content. You know, it's all very cool motion NASCAR sort of content.
The shipping product will actually be for Media Center. It will also be as a web application. It will also be as a desktop application, so it's sticky. It will have a sidebar component. It will also have the device manager component, which allows you to sort of sync up your content. It also will have a 2-inch UI as well. So it actually is across the full spectrum of devices, everything in the entire range of UI platforms that are available.
It'll be going live this summer, so it'll be available. We have devices on sale right now inside of Best Buy and Office Depot and other things that auto connect to the portal, so that you can download your content. And it's not just, you know, NASCAR. There'll be the MLB, there'll be NFL, there's NHL, a whole bunch of different areas where you can go become a fanatic about getting your stuff.
Awesome. That was Paul Sidlow, also from Resonate. So in terms of the Mix conference, you know, what's your opinion about, you know, how it's been as a conversation, how it's been different perhaps than other developer-type conferences you've been to?
It's significantly different. I was at the PDC. I did the Netflix demo at the PDC. And whereas the PDC is much more focused around the technology sets in and amongst themselves, Mix is much more focused on making that work for people, for companies, at a broader level. So I think it's an incredibly constructive forum to improve this dialogue.
One of the things this WPF technology does is it provides a really powerful drawing environment that all the interactive agencies and companies like ours are all about, right? We are all about the experience, and we truly believe that it does make a difference when you get into creating something that helps information relatable to a customer, helps make it more relevant, you know, because it's customizable to your needs and interests and time. It creates a better experience. And if you can make the presentation as good as anything else, as in TV or games or things like that, and do it in an environment that is data-centric, you now have a very powerful environment to create customer user experiences and branded networks that no one else has really seen to date. I mean, it's really been kind of a one-way street up until this point. And this development environment is allowing us all the tools necessary. As Andrew stated, we have all these, we're using everything, because essentially it's the ability to connect to this data and show it dynamically based on what the customer's interests are, what is going to make the big difference in the future. It's going to mean what's relevant is going to be shown.
Awesome. Well, I can actually, you know, envision that maybe in the future someday, not only we'd be showing the real stuff, but you probably use this to do, you know, fantasy leagues and things as well, in addition to what
we're
the real
thing.
You're already working on that.
It's on the way. It's actually one of the foundation points of the application, yes.
Absolutely awesome. All right, guys. Have a great rest of Mix, and you can find these podcasts at channel9.msdn.com.
Thank you very much indeed.